USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues and the United States continues to send weapons to Ukraine, reporters at a briefing with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby are wondering if there will be a strain on U.S. stockpiles as it looks ahead to protecting Taiwan from a possible Chinese invasion. Secretary Kirby says the short answer to that is no.
That support, which we continue to provide, does not affect in any way our obligations under the Taiwan Relations Act or the other ways in which we're supporting Taiwan.
The United States is reporting signs of activity near a North Korean nuclear test site. However, it's unknown if North Korea just placed nuclear material in one of the tunnels there. If Kim Jong-un's government conducts the test, it would be North Korea's seventh underground nuclear test. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
A manhunt continues for an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer who have been missing since last Friday. Authorities now believe there is a romantic relationship between murder suspect Casey White and corrections officer Vicky White. No relation. On MSNBC, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton on the White's relationship.
He was here in 2020 for an arraignment and preliminary hearing. And when he finished that, he went back to state prison. We do know that they remained in touch while he was in state prison.
So their relationship, in whatever parameters you would define it, is at least 2 years old?
Yes.
Maybe older?
Could be older.
The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Joe Biden is asking Congress for another $33 billion in tax dollars to aid Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says he wants the Ukrainian aid package to include only provisions related to the Russian invasion.
Obviously, there is broad bipartisan support for a robust aid package, but even a strong bipartisan vote will not mean much if we don't deliver on this promise soon.
A group of angry abortion activists are planning to take action.
Democrat activist groups are planning to send protesters to the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices following a leak indicating the court may overturn the substantive due process known as Roe v. Wade that was added to the Constitution in 1973. The activists are organizing under the moniker Ruth Sent Us and have published the supposed home addresses of the conservative justices on the court. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several storms caused damage in Texas and Oklahoma Wednesday night, including several tornadoes. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt tells reporters that his state is coming together to rebuild.
Got the drones kind of assessing the damage, and we'll go through that process. But thank the Lord nobody was hurt.
The NBA is suspending Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies for a hard foul that injured Gary Payton II of the Golden State Warriors. Brooks will miss Saturday's Game 3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.